You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Do you smell toast?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure I'm not.
But I wonder. I'm wondering if it's like something in here, electrical wire, something that it smells weird.
Well,
I caught that a while ago.
I guess we should just get the episode started then.
Yeah, if it burns down, then whatever. Fuck it.
All right, what's up? It's Sauce on the Side. I'm Gandhi from the Elvis Duran Morning Show. Got my own podcast. Oh yeah, Andrew told me I don't need to say that anymore.
Why?
He said by this point it should just be established. But I don't know. It's only six episodes in, so I think that people still might not know.
I think it's your show. You do whatever the fuck you want.
Thank you, Diamond.
Bye, Andrew.
And that is why you should be my producer from now on.
Please.
That's Diamond, by the way, everybody. Diamond is our... What is your title for the show, the big show? Do you not know it?
It's...
This is going well.
Phone producer.
Phone producer?
Circa 2019.
But... So. Okay, so a phone producer would sort of insinuate that you just answer the phones,
mm-hmm.
but you do probably 50 more things than just that.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
You do far more than just answer the phone. You are far more than just a phone producer. I mean, you're in here with me right now. And by the way, this is going to be the episode where we get to know Diamond.
Yay.
I've been wanting to do this. We got to know Scotty B a little bit. That was maybe a mistake. I'm not sure. It was very chaotic.
Sick.
But I really want to highlight the people on the show who are amazing and don't have a specific segment for themselves. You hear them all the time, but I want to get to know them. So now we have Diamond, who doesn't even know what she does, and that's exciting.
You called me amazing. That's enough for me.
You are amazing. I think you need more credit than whatever credit you are given, because
cheers.
I know that you bust your ass. You will do overnights.
Yes.
And then do the whole show.
Yes.
So when you do overnights, what time do you come in?
I get here around 1 a.m.
Goodbye.
Yep.
And then you leave here at what time?
11, 12.
If you're lucky, 11, 12.
Yes.
So we're talking a 10, 11-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I see your ass walking out of here around 2.
Yeah. Or no, sometimes I leave here at 5 if I stay for the music meeting.
Oh, that's some crackhead
which
shit.
Which is so much fun, though.
I'm glad them, you so. Like it. Because ultimately, what do you want to do?
I want to be a music director for a station. See? Yeah. I got excited.
I know. There goes her. So we were talking about in the last episode how Diamond sort of has a radio voice, or when she gets really excited, her pitch changes.
Yep.
And you'll hear a little bit of like a squeak or a squeal. Or just something that's very different than when you're normally talking to Diamond and she's like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very calm. You know what I mean?
So you would like to be a music director?
Yes.
Explain
and
what
program
that is.
The music for the station. So I know that people think that people are just throwing songs on and we're just playing the same songs over and over and over again just to piss you guys off.
Or worse, that they call and request and somebody actually plays that song.
Oh, sorry. You just gave away the biggest secret of radio.
Everybody knows that's not true. I learned it when I was like 9.
Stop. But yeah, there's literally a science to it. And I think that it's so cool. And there are politics that happen behind the scenes, which are even cooler.
What, like Paola Plagola?
No! Are you kidding? That is against the law, by the way.
She's right, and we all just took training to make sure that we know what it is so that we're not doing Paola Plagola. So that's not happening.
No.
So the politics. Go on.
So what people don't know is that... It, you know what I... I equate it to?
No.
Lobbying. You know how people go to, I guess, DC and they lobby for different things? Well, like, record reps from these labels come in every Wednesday and they basically lobby and they tell us like why we should be playing a specific song or why this artist deserves more coverage on the station or why this person needs to come in for interviews. It's actually really, really cool.
So something that people might not know, when you are trying to push a single or you're an independent artist or whatever it is, and you come to one of us on the morning show and say, hey man, how can I get this played? We don't know.
Yeah.
We have nothing to do with that, really. Elvis does. Elvis will, he can play some songs. The people you need to be talking to are the music directors and the diamonds of the world who actually have a little bit of a say in this. So if you hate the music on Z100 or whatever station you listen to, it's the music director's fault. Maybe even Diamond.
Not the music director's fault. Listen, it is what it is, okay? People are just doing their jobs. They're doing their jobs, okay? It's weird that, like, I think that everyone should know the way that radio works so that there's no confusion.
Absolutely.
You know, people are like, oh my God, why do you play the same thing? There are certain categories for different songs. So the song that you're sick of right now that we're playing is called a power record, which means that we have to play it about once every hour. Then you have subpowers, which are like every other hour or once, one every 2 hours or something like that. And then the new songs, which are played even more than a lot of the regular songs that are in rotation. And then we throw it back to golds, which you guys, I don't know about you guys, actually. I'm not going to speak for you, but I love
gold. The golds are my favorite.
The golds get me. They get me.
The golds are the ones that you're like, wait a minute. I haven't heard that in a minute.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Turn it up. That's usually what the gold is. So how does a song become a power?
Okay. Now you want to go a little bit deeper.
Pale plug all right.
No, you're sick. This woman is sick in the head, okay? Basically, people are surveyed. And I know that we wonder, like, I've always said, who is being surveyed? Because why you think that Calm Down by Selena Gomez and Rema should have been played for over a year consistently back to back on this station, you are a sick person. Whoever was voting for that song or saying that they loved it, I mean, you are sick. But like, you would think like there aren't real people. There are real people who are being surveyed and they're asked, okay, do you know this record? And they say yes or no, whatever. They say yes. Do you like it? And your lunatic ass is sitting there a year after hearing it every day. You're still saying yes. And that's why the song is being played over and over.
You know, I love finding out who to blame.
Well, I want to know who the people are. If like, that's one of my biggest things. I think that we should talk about it on the big show. Like,
yeah.
If you've ever been surveyed, please call in and tell us.
Oh, no, they can't do that.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Okay, great.
Good. Damn it, Diamond.
Yikes. Sorry, babes.
We're not supposed to know who they're surveying, why they're surveying them, when they survey them. Yeah.
Yikes.
You're not allowed to know any of that stuff.
Damn, I still want to know.
Learn something about your job.
Yikes.
I'm over here asking you questions like I don't know the answers.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, can you chime in? Help me out here a little bit.
But, okay, so that's a little bit of what you do around here. You also cut air checks. Mm-hmm. You work with our syndicate. Is that what we would call them? The company that syndicates us. You're a liaison between them. Mm-hmm. You do 150 things, and we love you for it. And I never want you to leave.
Contesting. Cheers.
I don't ever want you to leave. I would love to see you grow, but I'll be very sad whenever that
would you
happens.
Cry?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love making people cry.
You're probably pretty good at it. But let's get to know you as the person a little bit more.
That made me nervous.
I know.
I don't like that.
Because you're very private.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. Okay. When it comes to, I mean, let's get right to it. Your dating life, you don't ever talk about that. I mean, I know because you talked to me a little bit about it, but I don't think you've ever brought a boyfriend or a guy that you were dating onto the air in any capacity.
Never.
Never.
And I never would.
That's a big statement.
Well, I wouldn't want to.
Okay.
Because I just think that like relationships are like so up and down that like, why would I want to bring you into an arena where this could live forever, right? Like, I don't, okay, so I had an ex-boyfriend once, I mean, maybe.
Okay, we don't like him.
Let him live, bye. But he came to the holiday party with us, and someone tagged him in a picture, and people started following him. And I thought that that was the craziest thing on the planet. Honestly, in hindsight, it was because I knew the relationship was ending.
Like, Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people were following this guy, and I'm like, no, this will never happen again. ever. I've turned into one of those girls who, like, you'd be lucky to see someone's hand on a dinner table now. Like, ooh. it's not happening.
So you're not even talking soft launch. There's no launch.
No.
If you're dating somebody, it's just what if you get engaged and get married? Then
you'll see the ring.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. You won't see the guy.
Yeah, no. And I already know that my wedding is going to have a no phones policy.
Like, superstar.
It's serious. Well, that is just because I think that it looks horrible when you look at someone's official wedding pictures or video and you see phones everywhere. I think that it's just like, put your phone away for a minute, please.
Celebrate me.
Yeah, unplug.
I will say I totally see the validity in that because as soon as I moved here, I was dating one person and then we broke it off. And then I started dating Brandon pretty quickly after that. And I was still fairly new here. And I hadn't really been in that arena where so many people were paying attention. Mm-hmm. And now they are. And the amount of times that they have broken Brandon and I up, allegedly.
Like, isn't that so weird?
Yeah. It's like if you don't mention him one time in one, you know, around the room or something. Oh, I guess you guys aren't dating anymore. Well, no. It's weird because people are interested in it. And especially with our jobs, one of the things we do is share our lives. Mm-hmm. And if you don't share that with them, sometimes people feel slighted. Not that it should matter, mm-hmm. but we're sharing all this stuff and then something happens and, oh, it's a big secret. If I dated somebody else, I think I would do it differently. And I've really pulled back on like posting him and doing stuff with him so that he can just live his life and do what he wants to do.
I realized, I've confirmed this about myself, right? Like I'm one of the people.
I've confirmed this with myself.
Yeah, with.
About myself.
About something. I'm one of those people who will see a couple not really post each other and automatically think, oh my God, did they break up? Like, there's this couple from Love Island, UK.
I hate you.
Please, guys, don't judge me, okay? But there were rumors about them breaking up. And I actually liked them as a couple. And so I was like, oh no, oh my God. And then I saw a comment from someone who was like, okay, like they deleted pictures, like one of them deleted a picture of the other person, but like there are still pictures there on their page. Why are you guys so invested? And I was like, yeah, I'm a little too invested. I gotta stop. So I'm just thinking, like, I don't want to give people that level of access to something that's supposed to be quote unquote sacred.
But you know they're gonna find it anyway.
Well, they could dig.
Okay.
They're gonna be
digging. Make it harder.
She's locking it down, babes.
If you look at my Instagram page, I haven't deleted shit off of there.
Oh, my God.
The guy that I was dating before, Brandon, he's still there. The guy that I dated for a very long time, he's still there. And by the way, I'm sure I'm blocked on all their pages. But I just think that was part of my life. It wasn't a secret. It's not a secret. I'm not ashamed of any of it. Go ahead. Whatever.
I mean, I would love to be that person, but no. They gotta go. Off the page. Archive. It is what it is.
So if you were like running for some sort of political position. Mm-hmm. Do you have skeletons? Are you afraid of secrets in your past? Because I'm an open book. There's really nothing that I don't talk about.
I'm trying to think. No. I know that I've upset a lot of people, so they probably try to come up with something.
Okay.
But nothing that like is that much of a secret. I mean, I talk about pooping. Like, what else is
you
there
do.
To, you know, like, what are we going to do?
And you're a firm believer in farting around your significant other?
That may have changed.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa, let's back that up.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys.
Well, first we need to say you used to be a firm believer in farting
absolutely.
Around your significant
farting,
other.
Farting, going to the bathroom,
which
stepping
I thought
on the big
was insane.
It is insane now that I think about it. But at the same time, you just got to live, man. I mean, we all do it.
Right.
Why are you hiding it? I don't know about farting directly in front of the person anymore, but you know I do it, so just leave me alone.
Okay, and your reason for always letting it go when you need to let it go is?
Yeah, my great-grandfather died from holding in his farts. It is what it is. It's the truth. It is the truth, okay? He was born in Jamaica, Clarendon to be exact.
Wait, was he really?
Yes.
Wait, so you do have Jamaican in your
yes,
body?
Yes! Okay.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Okay, go on.
And he died from holding in his farts. The story has not officially been confirmed.
Right. It sounds like an urban legend.
Right. And it is what it is. I was one of those kids who believed everything that my dad told me. And that was one of those things. And my kids are going to learn this too.
So she used to be a total fan of farting in front of someone because she didn't want to die.
Yep.
Because she thought her great-grandpa.
Great. Yeah, great grandpa.
Her great grandpa died from not farting. Mm-hmm. And now this has changed. Why?
Just because I've had a few incidents recently where people have let it go in front of me or pooped in front of me or whatever. And the odor that came out of their body has, it literally makes me look at them completely differently. And I'll never be able to look at these people the same. So it is what it is. You know, I don't want people. I don't want people to look at me like that. So
there's nothing worse than a thick fart. I'm gonna vomit.
That's the worst.
You know, the gym puts me over the fucking edge. When I walk into the gym where I work out, it smells like protein farts, and I get angry.
It's horrible.
I get so mad at everybody
there. Is it bad? Oh God.
Go on.
I don't know if we can do this ever again because I want to tell you stuff, but okay.
Tell me.
Is it bad that I kind of like the smell of a rotten egg fart? It's like one of those things that doesn't happen all the time. And so when you smell it, you know exactly what it is. And you're like, whoa. And I want to know what you ate, what you did to get you to that point. You know what I mean? Now that I could get
everywhere.
Over.
Is it bad? No, everyone's got their own thing. I really feel like this could open a whole new door for you as far as like OnlyFans. I'm making a lot of money. Oh, if you were a fart sniffer, an egg fart sniffer.
No!
Oh my God, I'm telling you.
No! listen, you just walk through a fart and I have questions. Like I know that if I fart and it's a rotten egg smell, you know that I had ice cream. Like you know it. It made my stomach go crazy.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But like, I want to know, what is it that makes your...
So a rotten egg fart really just piques your interest.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, I have some follow-up questions.
Yeah.
But does that mean you like it?
I'm intrigued. I don't want to smell it all the time. But it's one of those things that I'm like, whoa, how did we get here? I want to know. But I don't like any other smell, like any of those other fart smells.
I'm sorry, but I think that was that's pretty fucking putrid. Oh my God. I would be so grossed out. But I'm also very easily grossed out by bodily function, which I probably shouldn't be because I'm an adult, but also I haven't had kids and I don't plan to. So I haven't been around like things that shit on me and pee on me and do, you know, like all that kind of icky stuff.
Yeah,
so
I don't know about that.
I shouldn't judge it. If people are into that, they're into that. If you want to smell an egg fart, go for it.
I don't want to smell it. I want to ask the questions afterward. Oh my God. See, I'm going to regret this.
I'm already having a great time. This is amazing. Oh my God. I wish I would have had you in here sooner.
I love this.
Okay.
I'm
going to
be embarrassed later.
Will you?
Yes.
And you know what? I edit these. So.
Oh God. It's going to be the worst part of this conversation that's left in. I feel like you're not going to edit this at all. You're just going to let me go.
So far, I don't really have a reason to. I've been highly entertained by all the things that you're saying. I'm learning nervous. A lot about you. Let's talk about your dynamic with our lovely show.
Okay.
If...
Oh, God.
This might be mean. I might edit this out depending on what your answer is. How you go. If the show were all on a boat and it started to sink and the life raft could only hold 12 people and there are 13 of us.
Oh,
who's getting kicked off?
Okay.
Don't give me a diplomatic answer because we can't edit this out.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, the is going. Okay. And the reason why.
I just bleeped it. I bleeped it. Okay. So no one's
because
know.
Of two things.
Use a they. Don't use a pronoun.
You never know what they're going to do. And if we're in a life or death situation, I need to feel completely confident in the way that people are going to handle themselves. And this person, I'm not 100% confident. And so I think that they'd do something to end all of our lives. And I'm not doing it. And number two, I think the person would, you know, we're fighting for our lives. And I think that like a punchline would be something that they thought that they needed to tell a joke.
Oh, no.
And yeah, no, not when we're trying to survive, especially me. I can't swim or I barely know how to swim because you taught me how to swim. But like, I don't have time to sit here and listen to the shit that people have to say when I'm trying to save my life. Okay?
So funny people and no people who are unpredictable.
Yeah. Keep your mouth shut. We're working. I can't.
Damn.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Let's flip it. Let's do a good one.
Okay.
If the boat was sinking and you had to save, I'll say two people, who would you save?
Only two?
You can only save two people. Who's getting on that life raft with you?
Well, can I keep you out of it?
Yeah. I don't count because I'm in here with you right now. Would I be one of them?
Yes.
Ooh.
But only because, not only, but you'd be able to save me. I need your ass.
I did teach you how to swim. That was like one of the highlights of my life, by the way. Continue.
Two people. And everybody else is gone forever.
Yeah, forever.
Oh, shit, man. I actually like you guys. I think, I'm keeping Nate.
Why are you keeping Nate of all people?
This is even shocking me. Okay. But Nate knows a lot of shit, okay?
And nah, man, Nate Googles a lot of shit.
Well, he knows it, okay? He's looked it up. There is something that... he gives me outdoorsy, even though he may not actually be outdoorsy.
Okay.
You know? But I think that he could figure it out. I'm going to say Elvis because people with money can help you out in any way, man.
On a desert island? Hey. If you're stranded or on life raft?
Hey, call the helicopter. Okay? Somebody's going to help me.
He probably does have one on speed dial somehow.
I wouldn't be shocked. Hey, bestie, let's get it popping.
You know what makes me crazy? When people are like, money can't buy happiness. Okay.
Oh, yes, the fuck it can.
But it sure won't make you sad. And it buys a lot of freedom and a lot of things that I didn't even know existed.
Hey.
I see it in other people. I'm not talking about my own life. Others, I'm like, you can just buy that?
Listen.
And I've put you in a tough position here because, one, I actually know that you love everybody.
Yes.
So this is a tough decision.
But I'm also easily irritated. And I'm trying to think, if I'm trying to live...
Honestly, I'd probably have to immediately kill Scary and Scotty.
Yes.
And I love them. Mm-hmm. But I just, when it comes to survival, not really sure how that would go.
Mm-hmm.
I think Scotty would just immediately become a liability. He'd stub his toe. He'd get bitten by something.
Mm-hmm.
Scary, same. I think he'd just be like, leave me. Leave me. Go on your own. I told you, there's actually video on my Instagram page at Baby Hot Sauce. Good luck finding that. Or Maitha Gandhi. Good luck spelling that. Where we rented a yacht in Miami, very bougie, because he really wanted a yacht, not a boat.
Oh,
so
God.
We rent this yacht and we're out in the middle of the freaking water and we were on one of those rafts. They toss these rafts into the water that are actually attached to the boat.
Yeah.
We're all on the little raft, and somehow, I mean, we had been drinking and having a good time. I opened my eyes, and we had detached from the boat.
No.
And now we're, like, in the middle of the ocean. We can still see the boat. And I was like, oh, shit. What are we going to do? Because obviously the current had taken us away. So now, swimming back to it, you're going to be fighting a current.
Yeah.
But my friend who's on the freaking yacht was like, do you need help? Should I call someone? I'm like, bitch, yes. Do you see us in the middle of the water? Go get somebody. So they come out. They have this life raft. They throw it as far as they can. It wasn't even close to us. So we're kicking, trying to get back. I look at Scary. His feet were not even in the water. He had pulled himself onto the raft so all of us could do it.
No. Nope.
He was holding us back. He was doing nothing. So I finally was like, fuck it. If I don't jump off of this thing and swim, we're never going to get there. So I jump off. I'm holding onto the little raft. I should have let them go. I'm holding onto the raft with one hand and swimming with the other hand to the life raft.
Yeah.
I finally get it. They pull us in. Do you know what this man said to me?
What?
I thought maybe there were like sharks in the water and I didn't want my feet in there.
Anyway.
Oh, so you wanted all of us in there.
Yep. He's getting left behind.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No, we're not even. I'm not even. He was the type of person who would pull his phone out to show what everyone else was doing if he had it with him. Yep. Nope. Gotta go, Scary. Sorry. Nope.
And you're off. All right. Getting to know Diamond a little more. Let's see.
What do you want now?
On weekends, what do we find you doing?
In bed watching old Housewives episodes. She's tired, okay?
I actually really believe that about you.
Yeah. No, I'm tired, okay?
You don't like to party, don't like to club.
No.
I've seen you out a couple times.
Like, yeah, maybe like once every quarter.
Okay.
You know? And those have to be real turn-ups. Like, I went to D.C. a few weeks ago, and...
Yeah, that looked wild.
Yeah, it was a time. It was a time. I was in bed the entire next day, and it was great. I hang out with my family. I don't do all the extra stuff. You know what I mean?
I actually think that's a very adorable thing that you do. Like, even when we did our off-the-grid trip, which was a couple years ago, you, me, and Andrew, we took an RV out west. We had a ball. I would really like to do it again
at some point.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. Every night, you would be on the phone with your family. Yep. Everything that we did, you were updating your family and telling them, like, what was going on. And it was very adorable, and you are very, very close to your family. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
I think I was bullied into this lifestyle. Yeah.
Bullied into being close to your
Absolutely.
Family?
Absolutely. I'll show you my family group chat right now. If somebody doesn't check in or, like, say something for more than, let's say, 48 hours max, everyone's like, and where are you? You haven't even liked anything.
Why it's haven't sick. You replied?
And she just wants the gossip, or as we call it, lavish.
Lavish?
Mm-hmm.
What language is that?
Girl, I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was
my
language.
Grandmother's language. I don't know. She used to... It's weird. Honduran people speak Spanish, but then when they speak English, it's like Jamaican patois. So I don't really know what language that was supposed to be from.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, let's get into it.
Okay,
because I'm really Jamaican.
You are. Diamond is Honduran. And yeah. Of course, there can be Black Latino people, mm-hmm. Latina people, Afro-Latina.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider yourself Afro-Latina?
I mean, technically, yes, but.
Why is it technical?
Because my father was born in a Spanish-speaking country.
Mm-hmm.
And so technically, I am Afro-Latina, but I don't speak Spanish. I've okay. never been to Honduras.
Okay.
And I think that, like, we were raised, my cousins and I were raised more as, like, Black Americans. Yeah. And
but somehow you identify as Jamaican.
Well, because let me tell you something. If you grew up in Brooklyn in... let's say the early 2000s to now. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's like now. But when I was in high school.
What do you mean? You still live there.
Yeah, but like grew up.
Okay.
Like, you know, when I was in high school, people who were like pure just American people, it was like, ugh, you're a loser. You know what I mean? So listen, I'm Jamaican.
Well, people are going to be mad at you.
I mean, don't get upset with me. Be upset with.
Everybody
Kids
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it is what it is, okay?
Okay, so you just try to add some flavor by saying that you were Jamaican.
Yeah, and then I found out
Honduran,
that I'm actually...
which you actually are.
But I actually found out that I am Jamaican.
Yeah, so. Your great-grandma and your what?
Great-grandfather. Hello.
Great-grandfather
Mr. Buchanan. I know his last name. I don't remember his first name.
So would you say then Black is more of a culture than a race?
Oh, here we go. After all this laughing, you want to get deep.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, because we talked about this a little bit the other day. Whenever I refer to the two of us,
mm-hmm.
I always say brown girls.
Yeah.
Just color solely. Mm-hmm. If somebody were to call me Black, I would correct them,
mm-hmm.
even though there are black people who are lighter than me, and there are Indian people who are darker than black people. Mm-hmm. But I correct them because I think it is a cultural thing mm-hmm. a lot of times, and I don't want somebody to think that I'm trying to like hone in on somebody else's culture.
Okay. Because now we're getting deep, babes. Okay.
We can get back to the egg farts in a minute.
I think that being black is most definitely a race.
Well, definitely is a race.
Yeah, but like, it is a cultural thing. I'm trying to figure out how I even want to answer this.
Okay. Does it make you uncomfortable?
No. Okay. I just don't know what to say. Because to me, just being black is being black. You know what I mean? Like,
but
it is my culture.
But in the grand scheme of black people, right, mm-hmm. I have dated people from the islands mm-hmm. who make sure that they distinguish themselves from black Americans.
Oh, well, see, that
people
to me
from
is
Africa
just
will,
like,
will do the same thing, right?
Yeah, and I think that that's a little disrespectful because we're okay. all, don't make me use the D word, diaspora, which is like so fucking annoying. But I think that we're all really similar, even though we were all in different, we all ended up in different regions, right? And things that were culturally acceptable in certain regions that weren't acceptable in other places, that's what makes us different. But we all, from like Caribbean people don't want to be associated, or they don't want to be called black Americans or something like that, because from my understanding, it's been because I've heard that like black Americans are just rude.
Okay.
And don't have manners and stuff like that. I think that okay. it, and just like people from Africa try to say that black Americans don't care as much about, they don't have the same work ethic that they do in on other continents or in other countries.
Okay.
And it's just, to me, these are all constructs to make people, to pit people against each other.
Mm.
So for me, it's just like, you're black, it is what it is. Whether you were born in Nigeria, Jamaica, Brooklyn, Los Angeles.
So when I refer to, like, if I were to talk about us and I say brown girls,
mm-hmm.
the reason that I put both of us in the same category, mm-hmm. despite the fact that we are wildly different,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the times the reason that I will say that is because I'm talking about from a viewpoint or a certain experience mm-hmm. of being a person of color
mm-hmm.
in whatever atmosphere we are in. Mm-hmm. And even though you have a very different life experience than I have, a lot of times to an outsider, we're all the same.
Yeah.
So that's where I come from, where I'm just like, okay, well, this group of people that is marginalized and looked at as mm-hmm. a monolith, which mm-hmm. is crazy, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't think I articulated it properly, but I think that's what causes us, or that's what pits us against each other and causes us to say things like, no, I'm not black. I was born in Jamaica. It's like, babes, let's be for real. Or like the infamous thing that made me hate Tony Parker for the rest of my life is that he was referred to as a black man in an interview. And he was like, oh, wait, no, like, stop the interview. I'm not black. I'm French. And it's like, babes, but let's be fucking for real.
Yeah, but you can be black and French.
Yes. And to a white person, you are a black man. I don't give a fuck where you were born. You know, what
no
your
one's
parents
waiting for the
taught
accent
you,
or the passport.
What exactly, what language, what's your first language, what you grew up doing, your ideology. You are a black man. I was so happy when he and Eva Longoria broke up because I really liked her.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was just, why would you marry someone who had that much of an identity crisis?
Okay.
I don't play with the blackness.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As the sole black woman
mm-hmm.
on our show,
mm-hmm. representing
at our station.
Yes.
How do you feel? Is it ever weird for you? Do you ever want to yell things out and say, up, up, up?
Oh, objection. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because
I try to represent all the time for all of us, and it gets really hard.
No, but you do a really good job. And to your point earlier, you like to make it very clear that you don't speak for black people. But at the same time, you know enough to speak up for people who don't have a voice in this type of situation. You know what I mean?
I will never speak for black people, but I can speak for people of color as a whole.
Yes.
So I just try to approach it that way. Mm. But how is it for you?
It's okay. I think that at first I'm very finicky. Things make me very nervous. I don't, especially when it comes to race, I don't like speaking for all black people because I've heard other people stand up and try to speak for the coloreds, and it just doesn't work out. And I think it's ridiculous. And like, don't speak for me. So I get very nervous because I don't want to be the voice of, you remember, Lil Mama was the voice of the young people.
Oh,
I don't want
to
be the voice of black people in this arena. It's not happening. It's not me. So at first I was really nervous because I was like, I don't want to be looked at as like the token black person.
Yeah.
Like, no, like you said earlier, we're not a monolith. I can't speak for everybody. But now, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm going to speak up for the people. I'm going to speak up for the diamonds. You know what I mean? The black girls from inner cities who just so happen to be Jamaican.
Shut up.
And Thunder and stuff like that. And who are Afro-Latina but don't really know what that means. Now, I like it. Sometimes. Don't put me in a tricky situation, though.
I try not to.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know, that's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you think sometimes it's hard because you don't want to represent everybody.
Yes.
But you feel like you have to represent some people.
Yes.
Do you get a lot of comments about it?
No, actually. Which I'm like, I'm thankful about it because, listen, they rip you up. Okay? they rip you up. And I let me tell you something. Y'all are gonna, it's not the people who are listening to this, right? I'm pretty sure we know like demographics and stuff like that. And people who love you aren't gonna rip you up and they're gonna listen. But listen, I've had enough. Because
you've had enough.
Gandhi
of what?
Is nice.
Aww.
You know, like, no, you're really nice. You don't say things to people. I wanna warn people. Maybe we may have to cut this out. You come for me, I'm coming after your mother. Okay? Michelle Obama said that when they go low, we go high. Fuck that, Michelle. I love you. I admire you. But I'm going to the fucking ground.
You will meet them in hell.
Absolutely. The elevator to hell is going down, and we're both getting off because we're going to deserve to be there because I'm going to rip into your ass the way that your mother should have. I don't like that shit.
Listen, I don't like it either. Trust me.
I don't like it.
But here's how I always say it works, and I think that you will feel the same way if and when it happens, and I hope it never happens. Mm-hmm. But you know when you hear like, okay, there was a tornado and it killed 11 people, mm-hmm. and that is a devastating number. Holy shit, 11 people died from this one storm, mm-hmm. and that's crazy. And it really affects you because you feel that impact very deeply from 11 people that were killed. Mm-hmm. Then you hear about a tsunami and it killed 25, 35,000 people. Mm-hmm. And that number is so big that you don't even really process how big it is because it's just kind of a number at that point. That is how I feel about the people that talk shit to me. In the beginning, when it was just a few and I'd never gotten it before, it was like, ooh, that stings. That hurts. Mm-hmm. But then when this tsunami wave comes and everybody has some shit to say and wants to be mean and rip you a new asshole and tell you the meanest things about yourself that you've never even thought of before, you just kind of stop caring. At least I stopped caring because I was like, huh, okay, well, no matter what I do, people aren't going to be happy. So I'm just going
to
do me.
But here's my question to you then. Like, from what I can remember, you've always been like, whatever. Like, whatever. Yeah. I'm not even going to engage with people.
Right.
But I think that it does, that does your, you're doing yourself a disservice to a certain extent because sometimes people need to know that what you are saying to me could actually hurt my feelings, right? And then also you need to know that you would never say any of this to my face, so stop fucking playing with me.
Most of it doesn't hurt my feelings because the things that they're talking about and the things that they're saying aren't things I actually care about. Okay, you think I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I'm fat, whatever. That's not the stuff that would actually hurt my feelings. So by all means, go off. I don't care. Also, you're paying attention to me and I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, and that,
so
like,
why would I engage with that?
You're a loser. Like that, but see, that's why I say that you're nice, right? Because I feel like it would be my job to then reply to people and let them know how much of a loser you are. Like, I want you to know that you took time out of your day to talk about me when I don't know that you exist,
but
right?
Now you're acknowledging you know they exist.
Yeah, for a few
minutes. And
you've
given them your time that you'll never get back. Time never comes back.
I get it. I understand. But sometimes you just got to rip into people.
You know, our photographer, Psycho Phil.
Yeah.
Psycho Phil has been waiting and counting down. He's like, one of these days, I just want you to have a G day and just go off on people. And I think that would be fun on my last day here, maybe. But also, I just don't want to give these people energy. Like, go ahead, scream into the abyss. Say whatever you want to say. Oh, she's the worst hire ever. I don't care. I'm still here.
But also, like, when people... I've never seen people say that. But like, if they did say that, then clearly you're just dumb. Like, it doesn't it doesn't make any sense to me.
Don't be so nice to me. I'm disgusted.
Well, I'm just saying that because I wasn't on the show before you got here. So I don't really what the show was sounding like at that point because I was working a morning show as well. So I wasn't able to listen like that. But like, I don't really know what this show would sound like without you. Oh, well, we got a taste of that over the summer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would text your phone and say like, hi. I know that you're fighting for your life, but I need you, okay?
Please come back and save me.
Please. Can we please get her a roadcaster to the hospital room? Because I need something. I can't.
You want to talk about how you felt about me when you first met me?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't feeling you, girl. I wasn't feeling you.
And why not?
I don't remember what the initial...
Apparently, that's like a common thought.
I don't remember my initial feelings towards you, but I remember one day... there was a topic and it became a best of and I was not happy about
Ooh,
it.
Oh shit.
We gotta go find it.
Okay.
About like people's names or something like that. And you were like, you said something and you were like, or people named Diamond. Clearly it was a joke.
But you didn't think I knew you well enough to make that
exactly.
joke?
Exactly. Like, girl, I don't know you like that. Back up. Like, I was just like,
And that's
Cheers.
How you got to know that it doesn't matter. I will make fun of everybody.
Yeah, now I know. I'm like, this loser, she's insane. But yeah, and then I followed you on Instagram. You didn't follow me back. And I was like, bye, girl.
Do you know that's like a thing in this building?
No. Now it makes it even funnier.
People that I don't follow back. The amount of people, because here's my thing, right? I curate my page for me because I want to see the people I want to see. If I don't know you, I'm not going to follow you. Unless you're a celebrity and I'm a creep and I'm stalking you. Like, that's a totally different thing. But like here, the amount of people in this building who I'm sure you've seen it at some point will walk up to me and be like, why aren't you following me?
It's sick.
It's awkward.
And now I feel bad for being upset about the fact that you didn't follow me. But then it's like, okay, well, fine, whatever.
I just had to get to know you.
It is what it is. Yeah.
You piqued my interest. And then I was like, ooh, let me follow her and see what's going on. And that's what it's about. Like, who am I interested in? And if we don't know each other at all, because this building is like very divided. It's really easy for another show to be here at the exact same time as you and you never cross paths. So because of that, I feel like I don't really need to be following people. It's not that serious. But apparently... It is.
It was that serious to me for a second. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Cheers.
I just want my page to be a happy place. I say it all the time. My page is not a democracy. It is a dictatorship.
I don't really know when I started liking you, though.
Hopefully it was before Off the Grid.
Oh, well, duh. It was like before COVID. But I don't remember.
Wait, so you started in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
COVID was 2020.
Yeah.
So was it like a year? Was it a year long?
No. Oh, okay. It was, but I don't remember when, like what happened.
I think those are the best friendships.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, Diamond.
Yeah, I love you too.
I feel like this has been a very productive, fruitful episode of people really getting to know you.
I hope so. Oh, God.
What?
It's like they're going to know me in the worst ways. I went from like
egg
talking
farts.
About farts to saying I'm Jamaican and whatever.
But if ever there was a snapshot of who you are as a person, I think we just got it.
Oh, God.
That's
no,
perfect.
That is horrible.
This is you, and this is the person I love. I love you. And by the way, you wanted to burn somebody, and I said, save this for the burn book for the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
By all means. Who is this person? Because if you want to follow Diamond online, you can follow her at Diamond Sincere on
everything besides Twitter. You have to add the underscore to Twitter if you're searching me. Don't do it, because I don't want any of my old embarrassing tweets to pique your interest, but there's a woman named Ruby. I don't know her last name, but girl, you're getting ready to burn, okay? Because she took my Instagram name. She's Diamond Sincere on Twitter.
But her name
Ruby. Is not Diamond or Sincere, and I don't understand. Like, if I had a friend whose handle was The American Dream, and so people were trying to buy it from her. Ooh. And I'm like, okay, I could understand someone wanting that or wanting to take that Instagram name or handle, whatever, because it's like very vague. Why do you want Diamond Sincere if your name isn't Diamond or Sincere? Ruby, I am sick and tired of your ass. She doesn't use Twitter. Oh, but no, she uses it when people at the wrong Diamond Sincere.
So she's getting all your love.
I mean, come on. And then she like responds to people. Like my cousin, I hacked his Twitter once and I was like, oh, at Diamond Sincere is amazing, whatever. This was a long time ago. And I forgot to put the underscore in my at name, and she responds, oh my God, thank you so much. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. Girl, you weren't using Twitter for over a year, and now you pop back up because you're pretending to be somebody you're not. I'm done with her ass.
Have you asked her to get the name back?
No, I don't even want to engage. I want her page deleted.
Why don't you just ask her? What if she says, okay, cool?
Well, for a while, I didn't think that she was using it until I saw that. And then she goes on hiatuses. So maybe, I don't know. But she doesn't use it. Twitter, why can't, or what is it, X now? Why can't we just get rid of her page? She doesn't use it.
Okay, Ruby from X, you've been burned.
You're done here, girl.
Done.
See
even
you
though
in hell.
Diamond has never presented this problem to you. But
yeah, that sounds crazy.
You declared a one-sided war on someone who doesn't even know.
Oh, don't worry.
Going
I have
on.
A lot of people to burn. You want somebody else? Listen.
Always. I'm going to have you come back and back and back because I love you.
Mm, cheers.
But we always end on an Ask Me Anything. You want to go through the Ask Me Anythings, or do you just want to ask me something yourself?
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
Okay. It's really good to live in New York, right? And do radio in New York.
Yeah.
But if you could take this morning show and put it in any city around the world, where would you want to be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Wow.
So the same show, all the same people.
Mm-hmm.
We do the same thing, just in another city.
Mm-hmm.
Could I say I'd want to do what one of my best friends is doing right now? Wow. So her job went fully remote years ago. She, this week, is packing up all of her stuff and putting it into storage, and she's just going to travel around the country working remotely at Airbnbs, different cities, until she finds one that she loves.
Wow.
Because I love Miami. I mean, it's got a secret spot in my heart because, hello, childhood, friendships, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus, Ohio, because my sister's there.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa, my parents are still there. I would love to do Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I love D.C., Chicago, and that's just in the United States.
Yeah.
New Orleans, oh my gosh. We could have so much fun, but then outside?
Yeah.
Oh, London, Paris, Mumbai, Delhi, like Tokyo. Mm. There are so many cities. I just like, I feel like I'm a child of the earth. I always want to go everywhere and see everything. There's not a place to me that is just the best. I think everything's got its own charm. If I had to pick one, I don't know. I mean, San Diego has really good weather.
I've never been to San Diego.
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's like a perfect city.
Hmm.
I would like to, where would there be a lot of animals?
Oh, okay, never mind.
I guess Old Peanuts Freedom Farm. That's referencing last week. If you don't know,
oh,
go listen to episode 5. Yeah, I just gave you a real shitty answer. You asked me for one and I gave
you
like 20.
Yeah, you kind of cheated, but it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I did.
It's okay, we'll take it.
You know what? If I was taking the whole show, mm-hmm. I think I would pick Bombay
wow.
for people. Because I would love for you guys to see how incredible it is, how big it is, how many people are there. Like, you guys think New York City is crowded? Yeah. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, take me.
The food will be amazing. It's just so colorful and vibrant and alive. The people, I think, would blow your mind how diverse they are. And I would just love for you guys to see, like, a part of my culture that would be really cool. So I guess I would pick that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And then when we started getting black lung from all the pollution, we'd have to leave.
Do you know what? Goodbye.
And that's that. So we're going to head out of here. Thank you for sticking with us today. It's Sauce on the Side. Like, follow, subscribe. You can get this podcast anywhere you get podcasts and leave us a review. Diamond, again, if they want to catch you on social media.
Oh, at Diamond Sincere on everything but Twitter.
And I am at Baby Hot Sauce, which you won't find because I've been shadow banned.
Oh, no.
But you can search my name, Medha, M-E-D-H-A, last name Gandhi, G-A-N-D-H-I. And hopefully you find me that way.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.